In times of difficulty and trial, I have never found very much consolation in the words, everything's going to be okay. People say that in a very well-meaning way. My response is, how do you know? How do you know everything is going to be okay? Now, this has to be nuanced a little bit, because I generally think that people say that out of a sense of optimism. A lot of people say that as a word of encouragement, but it's really founded on optimism. Optimism being a realization that things could go for the good or for the bad, and just, I guess it's just a choice that says, I believe things are going to go for the good. They could go for the bad or for the good, but I believe they're going to go for the good, and that's it. Christians are not optimists. Christians have hope. And there's a big difference between optimism and hope. Because hope has a firm foundation. So if someone says to me, everything's going to be okay, and here's why. Because the Word of God says this. God promised He would never abandon His people. Jesus said He would be with us always until the end of the age. They quote St. Paul, who speaks the word of God, says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Or St. John, who says that love casts out fear. St. John also says, the one who is in you is greater than the one who's in the world. And there's lots and lots and lots of different scriptures that we can turn to as a firm and solid foundation for hope. We know, because God said these things, that things are going to be okay. It's not just a toss of a coin that says, well, they could go one way or the other, and I think they're going to go this way because I'm throwing my positive thoughts that way. No. Positive thinking is good, but our hope is not founded on positive thinking. Our hope is founded on the Word of God, but also on historical events. Today we celebrate the ascension of the Lord Jesus into heaven, body and soul. This is a great foundation for hope, because the ascension of Christ is not just some story that someone made up. If it is, then billions of people have been duped in the last couple of thousand years. There were eyewitnesses who saw this happen. They wrote down their accounts. We just heard one of them. Two of them. This is a fact. Jesus went into heaven, body and soul. So if we're hoping to go to heaven, which I think we all are here, we have a firm foundation for that hope because He went. He's our leader. He went before us. He showed us the way. I don't know if you spend your time reading the spokesman. I look through the spokesman. There's a lady in Odessa who saves up the paper for a week at a time. Then I visit her on Wednesday and she gives me a full plastic bag full of them. So I skim through and I look sometimes at the letters to the editor. And I don't know why I do that, because it always makes me sad and discouraged. But there are often letters in there, as you may know, that are really attacking believers and saying that it's foolish to believe in God. It's irrational to believe in a higher being. And it's sad, on the one hand, because they don't have a relationship with God. But it's also sad because they don't have a firm foundation for hope. They may have optimism. I think a lot of people who believe in God also, or a lot of people who don't believe in God also believe that they're going to go to heaven someday. That one kind of boggles my mind. I don't know what they believe heaven will be like. Eternity with themselves, I guess. For me, that would be hell. That would not be heaven. But there's no foundation for hope. If they don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, how do they hope for something beyond this life? But we do. We have that firm hope. We are not mere optimists flipping a coin to see how things will turn out. We are people whose hope is founded on a firm, firm foundation. It would be good for us then to familiarize ourselves with scriptures that lay that firm foundation for hope, so that when we or our friends or family are going through difficult times, we can say, everything is going to be okay. Here's why. God will not abandon us. Jesus sent us his Holy Spirit, which we're going to celebrate a week from now. Here's a word that is for your encouragement and for your strengthening. In our own times of trial, and in every day of our life, let's seek to live as people who truly have hope, recognizing that that hope is very well founded. And not only are things going to be okay in the end, they're going to be really, really, really darn good.